Franklin Templeton Investments presents Behavioural Finance for Everyday Investors, creating awareness around concepts to help you with your long-term investing success. Today's lesson, loss aversion. To help understand loss aversion, let's talk about hazards. No, not that kind of hazard. Today, we're talking about the kind you find on a golf course. The 15th century Scots invented golf, a simple game that challenges players to hit a delightfully wee ball into an equally diminutive hole. Easy, right? Not so fast. The land of Braveheart also added traps and hazards to add to the thrilling nature of the game. And none was more daunting than the dreaded water hazard. Indeed, what to non-golfers appears to be a picturesque pond or a rest stop for weary geese is to golfers a watery abyss that pulls golf balls out of the sky with a magical magnetic force. For many, watching their ball splash down causes an anguish that's doubly intense compared to the warm fuzzies they get when they actually manage to hit it over the water. So, is loss aversion really just about dodging water hazards? No. It turns out, people often have similar anxieties when investing. When one of their investments falls short of expectations, next time they may be tempted to take the safe route in an attempt to avoid risk completely. It can mean losing sight of their investment goals and letting fear take the lead in their decisions. So what can you do to make sure you stay on course? At Franklin Templeton, we believe working with a financial advisor is one of the best ways to keep emotions in check and find an investment path that works for you. It's time to yell four on loss aversion and other investor biases. See what you can do to invest rationally with time to take stock at franklintempleton.com/take stock.